Welcome to the Aligned Grind podcast. If you're ready to unleash your bigger purpose in this world and ready to do what it takes to make your vision a reality, all while staying true to your soul's unique blueprint, you're in the right spot. I'm Brittany Desidere.
And I'm Lauren Lucero. We are the intuitive financial strategists and founders of Aligned Grind, where we balance the hustle and the flow of soul-driven entrepreneurs.
This podcast is created with you in mind to help you stop surviving and truly begin thriving with your business and life.
We focus on the realities of entrepreneurship, the shift it takes to become truly magnetic, and the connection between the two to fully align your grind.
Let's get started.
Welcome back to another episode of Align Grind. Today, Brittany and I really, we discussed it before we hopped on here. I think it's time to have a discussion around really truly making those dreams that you have, making those ambitions, those thoughts, those dreams, and making them reality. There's a way to do it. There's a way to really stay in an abundant mindset and really start creating a life you want. But there's a system to it. There's a flow to it. So today we really want to just dive into what that looks like and how to get there.
Yes, I love that. And it always sounds so lofty to me when we say like, make your dreams come true, or craft the life that you desire, or okay, cool. But really training your brain to be able to achieve those dreams, like to drop in and feel like drop in and change that frequency vibration to feel that you can achieve those dreams. Mm-hmm. And it starts with allowing yourself to create that vision. When I say allowing yourself to create that vision, I mean without restraint. Mm-hmm. So creating a vision that has a vibration to it that you can feel the shift in your body without trying to come up with the how. So like dropping yourself, getting to a point in a meditation or journaling or however you do it, crafting your dream or just imagining it while you're driving. Hopefully you're still paying attention. I do that sometimes better than others, but where you are in that dream in your mind and you can feel the shift in your body and you can just drop in and you're there, you're experiencing it. You see the sights, sounds, smells, you can feel that abundance around you, the without limitations, rather than before your ego mind kicks in and starts saying, well, how are you going to do that? Well, you didn't graduate. Do you need this? And what's that person going to think? And can I even do that? Or that looks stupid. And do I have the money for it? Blah, blah, blah. Like really, truly allowing yourself to be in there and to sit in that frequency for longer periods of time. And then taking the actual action steps to get to the dream, because we can spin out on telling someone to take action, keep taking action, keep going, like burn yourself out. That's what the US is built on, right? Like work harder, dummy, you can do it. But then are you actually embodying your soul's dream, your vision? Like, what are you even chasing? Like take your head out of, like take a breath for a second and reset your tracks, reset your train on the tracks and see where you really are heading. And especially after 2020, when we're coming out of survival, is what Lauren and I were just talking about. We're all coming out of survival mode. Like, I don't care what world you are in. Everyone got affected. We all got shook and things got reevaluated, which was a true blessing for many, but some stayed in that survival mode longer than others. And it's coming out of that now and kind of setting your feet on sturdy ground and really trying to find that dream within you and allowing yourself to create it.
That's why I love that we're talking about emotions here, because I feel like we all understand what that survival mode emotion feels like. And we're trying to strip that away now. And like you said, we want to sit in those really expansive feelings, those emotions that give you chills down your arms, the thoughts that give you just an open mind on things. It's that really truly shifting our perspectives and also our energetic field to really tap into, okay, last year was crap. What do I really want to create? What do I really want to step into? What is true to me? And allow yourself to really up your frequency and sit in those emotions. So I love that you brought that up. I feel like it's so easy to compare the weight and the negativity of that survival mode in order to really step into our abundance, we have to release that and step into much more expansive and positive emotions. Really start shifting our mind away from whatever it is that did happen last year and think of the possibilities that can still happen. Because no matter what is going on around us, we can truly create whatever it is that we want or what we have in mind. The abundance is there. The access is there, but it's getting our frequency right in alignment with it. It's really, truly getting our emotions to the place that we fully feel that we can get there. And it is a shift, but it's such a fun shift. I feel like, because you, as you do this and you peel back what you do want and what you want to create, it's such a fun thing. Like when you do get the goosebumps about something, you're like, holy crap, I felt that one. I felt what it feels like to have that. I feel like emotions are really our biggest guidance system as we step into this. We can know what weighs us down, or we can know what really makes us feel expansive.
Yeah. And when you said, tying it back to the emotions and how it felt last year, like really identifying where that default is for you when you fall back, like that fear, does it show up as stress? Is it waking up in the middle of the night, anxiety? Where do you feel it in your body? Is it a pit in your stomach, a tightness in your chest? Is it shortage, lack, the unknown, uncertainty? Like all these words I'm saying right now are really low frequency vibrational things that are inevitably, I mean, they're part of us. They're an emotion. They're not to be ignored, but it's seeing those for what they are and deciding that's not what your dream is made up of, right? So when you're dreaming, we're getting away from all those. And I like to say those trigger words. I write them down sometimes because I allow them to feel. I need to release them. But then writing on the flip side, like, what is your dream? Mm-hmm. Like, that's how you start, is where you have been, what you've been feeling, what you want to release and what you want to step away from. And those emotions. And then say on the other side of the page, you're writing what you want your dream to feel like. So some people, when they first start, you may have a hard time like, oh, my dream is, and just trying to actually find the worth within yourself to craft that dream that doesn't include doing something completely for someone else, you know, allowing yourself to feel that joy and that abundance, and just starting to write down what you want it to feel like. Right. And as you start to write down, like just light, happy, loving, laughing, fun, like just simple words that are more positive and have a higher frequency, and start to write those out and start to feel into those words, that at least allows some of those blockages that those other negative words cause to open the doors for you to actually create that vision, if that makes sense. Because when you start saying those words, we start reading those words, we start feeling into those words and attach the emotion to them, then your mind naturally can create the space that your mind is going to put you in that space. Like what, where is that? What would it feel like? What are you doing? Why are you doing it? What are the people around you doing? Like who's all supporting you? Just really fully embodying the vision and the vibration of that dream. So if you're like hitting a block on, okay, like, cool, what is it? Like I try to say, I don't want it to be too lofty. It kind of starts out like a funnel, kind of big with those emotions. And then pretty soon it narrows into your specific soul dream, not someone else's. Like this is coming truly from you, from within.
Yeah. And I think here too, it's good to mention too, as we're shifting, again, this is all about shifting our perspective and our mindset on a few things. And I love this writing down what you do want and how you do want to feel, because it really is a shift out of this mindset that we could get trapped in of this is what I don't want in life. This is what I don't want to create. That's very negative, and the frequency there starts attracting things that you don't want. But if we can sit in this more, I want expansion. I want to feel this way. I want to do that. Like Brittany said, it's going to get us in the place where we're more expansive and more in tune what we truly want, not what other people want, not what our husband wants, but what we truly want to create and what we want to make. That shift in perspective is going to let you really, truly open the floodgates to call in what it is that you want. shifting out of that don't and into fully wanting. And again, I know we say this a lot, but it's going to help get you back to that true, authentic self of you and really tune into who you are, what you want.
And that's when things click a lot easier in all areas, not just, you know, getting things done or taking action faster. Things literally start to be drawn to you when you are actually being you. Because so often we're trying to create from trying to please someone else or doing something for someone else. Like, you're not fully aligned with your purpose. And it's just kind of like running in the mud versus ice skating. I'm going to use ice skating after our big Texas winter storm out here. Texas blizzard.
Well, right. It's an energetic thing though, too. It doesn't resonate correctly with you when you're trying to do something that's not truly in alignment with yourself. Your energy goes, hey, that's kind of whack. That's not what you want. So we're not going to bring it because it's not truly what you want.
Okay. So after creating that vision, creating the vibration with the vision and really stepping into that, there's like one more step before you can just take action on that. That's where I'm gonna say plan loosely, because I mean, I don't want you to, you know, my feelings on business plans or a complete plan start to finish. You can't predict the future, but being present and actually creating a plan that works for you, where you can start taking some actionable steps daily, weekly, whatever it is, bite-sized pieces, 5-minute power moves, 10 minutes, taking 30 minutes for yourself to learn something new or just to sit and be in that dream, to meditate, to write it out, but to actually start creating some framework that allows you to step towards that to dream, which means letting go of things that you're doing now and replacing them with things that will get you there, that support that. Doing things differently, turning things off. Consciously
making an effort.
Yes, consciously making an effort and turning, like, we can talk about frequency and energetics and all the woo-woo shit all day long, but if you don't physically take those tangible steps, the matter doesn't create itself, right? So, like, you can get in that vibration, but it goes poof real fucking quick if you don't have the steps to create it into a reality. Like, the God's puts us here with all these opportunities, but if you don't take the steps and have the faith and start moving forward and actually seeing the path and having the dream and connecting into that, like, I was in a mastermind, one of my first ones years ago, he's talking about a, like, if you're a part-time dreamer, you're never going to create it, right? It takes work on your end and time commitment to create that. And it's about being that person right now. And what can I do to be that person today that has that dream?
Yeah. Yeah. And just, I mean, if we want to get really personal, which we usually do. So if you want an example of it, it's switching your daily routines. So before even starting my journey, you would have caught me, watching probably Real Housewives or something like that during the day when my kids were napping, or you would have caught me filling my time with things that didn't necessarily ignite me and make me excited. But now, especially being more expansive, you find like when my kids take a nap, I'm listening to a podcast that's expanding my mindset. I'm reading a book that's connecting me more to my soul path and my journey. I'm working on things that really truly light me up, instead of doing things that were kind of meaningless or just things that kind of filled up time. I'm really, you're more conscious about doing things that truly grow you, whether it be in the personal development realm, whether it be in spiritual enlightenment, whatever it is, but what excites you and ignites you, find those things throughout the day. Stop filling your time with Netflix. Don't binge it. Like, just sit there and really find something you enjoy, whether it be a podcast, whether it be a book, whether it be getting yourself into a mastermind or to a retreat that really truly lights you up and gets something going, because there's always a discussion that can be had. There's always another book that can be opened that really helps expand your mindset. There's much time that we can waste on things that don't truly help grow us.
Yeah. And like when you said, you're replacing things. Mm-hmm. So you used to fill your time with that TV during that time. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that Lauren never, ever watches any Netflix? No.
No.
That does not mean that she's completely, but she's taking advantage of those pockets of time during the day where she has the energy, the alertness, the awakeness to take an action towards her dream, right? She's utilizing her time better, mm-hmm. and she's letting go. Like you hear, like I said at the beginning, the U.S. focuses like on go, 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 almost overproducing too much. And then you create a workaholic, or you get out of balance and you want to create more money. And you hear these people that end up at the top and they have crumbled relationships and marriages down behind them. And their family seems to be behind it. That it's an old phrase. Just, well, that sounded like my dad.
I was going to say, anyway. You may have explained that to some people.
Oh, that was funny. But as I was saying, we don't need to tilt so hard in one direction. Like Lauren said, it's a balance now. It's a flow now. We're mm-hmm. filling all of those buckets. Wealth, health, money, family, like all of those things in no order are important. Mm-hmm. Right? They're important to an abundant mindset. We don't want to be in lack in any of those, and we're not overly the top all in focused on just one of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're moms. We got two kids. Our schedules are crazy. Is every day exactly. just as we want it to be? No, but we commit to making time to still grow our business and work with clients. We make sure our time is spent with our family, that we work on disconnecting from work and being present with our kids, and therefore showing up as a better wife. Like mm-hmm. having our social responsibilities. We're all busy. We all have unique stories and unique sacrifices that we have to make, but it's allowing yourself to balance those out and do things that fill the buckets in a more positive, light way versus, you know, dropping back and doing something negative out of a negative response to an emotion, like that just keeps steamrolling it, that just grows that negative snowball. So if you have anxiety, you're binge eating, and then you're binge eating, and then you might as well just finish the rest of the food. And then if you're done that, you feel sluggish and you're just going to watch TV. Then you don't want to play with your kids. Like, it's just a snowball. And then you're bitter, snapping at your husband because you totally threw off your own day. Mm-hmm. Like, you can do it the other direction, in a more positive direction, and fill your buckets with the right things. Take care of yourself and your mind and your soul in the morning. Fill your body with healthful food so you have the energy, the wherewithal to withstand things that might try to knock you off your edge during the day. Be positive and loving to those around you. Be a good light, good impact to your friends, family. Like, you get to make that choice every single day on what direction that you want to take.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think key, though, is just really truly finding the things that light you up as you do that, and doing more of those and staying more in that frequency of it. The more that we stay there, the more things we attract, the more, like Brittany said, when we can show up fully for ourselves and feel really good there, we show up right for the people around us, for our families, for our kids, for our friends. It's just a whole site. And I know it sounds cliche that it's a mind, body, soul thing, but it really is. It's mm-hmm. it's accepting it into every area of your life and being conscious to take the steps to do the right things in each area.
Exactly. So I want to talk a little bit more while we wrap this up. I know we talked about our retreat that we are hosting in Florida in May, mm-hmm. 12th through the 14th, which is going to be bomb.
I think it's 14th through 16th, but that's okay.
Did I say 12th? Oh, that's sorry. The 12th through 14th is my birthday plans in March. Let me just clarify. Got a lot of big plans going. If anyone wants to come to my birthday, you're more than welcome to. But no, yes, we've pretty much narrowed down the exact location. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome. The site is almost up, so you guys can start registering soon. We are going to definitely do an early registration discount and allowing to make payments to make it easier on people. I know during this time, still money can be tight for someone, but this is definitely going to be more than affordable for you guys to get down and into and surrounded by an awesome group of women They have myself, Lauren, and Carly McCarthy, who's been on the podcast before. Three coaches, 3 days. It's going to allow yourself to immerse in with all these women and really come out with some good tangible tools to, like we said at the beginning of this podcast, coming out of survival mode, right?
Absolutely. And when you can surround yourself with people who are really on the same mission as you, it lights that fire even more. And so that's really what the retreats are about, is getting you in the same room with like-minded people who are just ready to fully dive into their dreams and create reality, reignite their power, reignite their passions, really dive into truly creating life the way you want it. Releasing all this shit from last year and fully embracing this year, diving right in.
That's exactly what we're going to be hitting on. We're reigniting those passions, that fire. We're releasing all that crap that we've been in survival mode and those emotions and what's weighing you down. And we're regaining that clarity, your sense of purpose, the drive, the focus, friendship, right? Mm-hmm. It's going, finally getting around and with people in person. So it's going to be awesome. And I just want to keep talking about it. And it's actually, we have a countdown on our site. It's, that link isn't live yet, is it, Lauren?
It is actually live as of last podcast. Yeah. So
It is live. And on that site, when I was working out this morning, it said 81 days. I was like, oh my gosh,
it's coming up.
That's 240s. That's really close.
That's 240s. Oh, I love it.
I always break it down into smaller chunks, but it'll be here before we know it. It'll be right at the tip of summer, and to go in kind of on that last half of the year with that, creating that dream, having that vision, and getting some tangible tools to help you step into that mindset and make it last and create that framework for yourself. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome. So link in the show notes. That page is live now and will be when this comes out on Tuesday. Get in there, register at least for some information, and we'll send you more details.
Absolutely. Check out the link in the show notes, and we will see you next episode.
Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Align Grind podcast. Did something resonate for you in today's episode and now you're ready to take the leap? We're here to walk with you hand in hand on your journey to fully align your grind. Follow us on Instagram at align.grind or send us a DM for more information on our high touch coaching programs.
It's time to step out of your own way, take action, and begin living that aligned grind.